Hey guys, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. I am doing my podcast on my deck, my Wallace office, as they call it. It's on a Sunday afternoon. Kind of can't seem to focus on anything today. Kind of went back and forth on a few things. Was working on an adventure for my Patreon and working on some stuff for the Kickstarter. And now I'm kind of out here just kind of enjoying the weather. Sometimes I get so caught up doing some writing, I forget to go outside when it's so nice. So I decided I'm coming out here. So what do I have myself surrounded with? I've got my, Black Blade Publishing Adventure Design Desk Book. This is the, I don't know if you call it predecessor or predecessor, of the Tome of Adventure Design, Matt Fitch book. So this is just the paperback version of it, and it just sort of has the first section of what's in the Tome of Adventures. And then I have my new book that I recently received. Is the Old School Essentials of Advanced Fantasies Referees Tome. So I got it out here, earn its keep. I got a whole bunch of metal dice. My metal dice serve as two purposes. One is for rolling, and one is for weighing down things when the wind starts kicking up. So, yeah. And then the other thing I have is I have the Raging Swans GM Miscellany Dungeon Dressing. So I use that for inspiration and just maybe get some content out of there. And the last thing I have are two Crow Tarot decks I bought during vacation in late May, early June, to bring out with me. I haven't opened them up yet. It's kind of windy, so I'm afraid they're going to blow all over the place. So I'm kind of hesitant about blowing out. And I apologize for coughing and sneezing or snorting or whatever during this. I still fight my cold and everything. But what I thought I'd do is I haven't done this one of these things in a while. Is just kind of go through and let's see what we can do about developing an adventure. I started already a little bit. It's going to be a temple adventure. We're set in the temple. And right now what I have is I just drew out a basic temple, kind of like a platform temple, almost like a small version of the Parthenon. You've got 10 foot of steps going up to a platform that has four pillars on it. And there's a stone altar in the middle of the temple there, or the platform temple, and to give it a little bit more, you know, depth or whatever, one of the pillars pivots, and I haven't decided how that will work, whether it just kind of turns or whether it actually moves, and it reveals a ladder that goes down 20 feet, but that's all the further I've gotten. Well, the type of mission this is going to also be is going to be an event mission. Now, the way Matt has these things divided up is you get you roll a percentage, and four different types of missions. You've got your individual mission, item mission, location mission, and then your event missions. And it tells you which ones you should be rolling off of. So now for the event mission, we roll twice on here, and it's percentile again, and I rolled a 41, which gives me investigate events of a recent, let me write that down, events of a recent, and then we have to roll again to see what that 77. So they're gonna investigate a natural disaster. I don't think that gets used much in games. I mean, I can't think of anything offhand where an adventure is created by a natural disaster. But it would make sense. All right. So one of my favorite tables that Matt has includes in this is this beautiful D1000 patron slash target table. And let me tell you, it's nice to use for other things just beyond this. Like if you need NPCs of any sort, it's a pretty inclusive table for everything. So we're gonna roll 1,000 when we got 258. So the person who's asking them to go investigate is a diplomat. Right. And in parentheses it says political, so that makes sense. Excuse me, guys. All right, so we know what that is. Right. Now, this is the patron's motivation. Why does this diplomat want them to go investigate it? Sometimes it's for good, sometimes it's not so good. So the first roll, and then again, this is a two-part, 44. So he's protecting livelihood of or from. Protecting livelihood. And then the second part is 58, and that is parent. So, okay. So, protecting livelihood of, we'll just say, of parent. Interesting. All right. Now, this table, I'm not a big fan of. The hooks and motivations one, it's a little bit too clunky for me, a little bit too meta for me, but I'll just kind of give you an example of it. It's a double percentage one. So 81. So the hook or motivation would be provide needed equipment, potential employer contacts party to offer the opportunity. Okay. I'm not really sure how that works in or anything, how that motivates or hooks the players. I mean, I can see it if it was in game, because I'm definitely more of an organic person when I'm GMing a game to let those things happen. But like, say I was writing this adventure for my party, then I could probably work this in. So, all right. Now, we don't even know if there's a villain involved in this, really. But, you know, let's just say there is. We don't know who the villain is, so let's just roll to see what the villainous plans are. And it's 79, and that's random acts. The villain acts randomly in villainous ways. Okay, all right. I kind of like that with that, random acts. So this is more probably of a chaotic being of some sort. All right, let's see here. And then we go to the next table to find out what the random acts are. Now I gotta find that. Ceremony, disgrace, and destroy. Still trying to find it, guys. Food related. Political power. That's a big one there. Political power. Random max. Here we go. So this is the smallest table of the bunch. Percentage one. I got a 68. So that brings up unplanned assaults committed when the opportunity arises. So it does unplanned assaults when the opportunity arises. Alright. And for example, it's saying villain is a serial killer, a highwayman, an ambusher, or a violent kleptomaniac. You know, since it's gonna be kind of connected with a natural disaster. Now the natural disaster doesn't have to be like a um
I'm like some major thing where like California falls off the cliff or Houston gets flooded or anything like that. But we could have maybe like a small area. Maybe, you know, the first thing that pops off my head here is this guy somehow manages to block up a creek, which floods, or dam, I guess it would be not block, but dam up a creek. Dam the creek, and that floods. Some village. I've been working on this location called Farmington, so we're going to say it flooded out Farmington. All right. All right, so that's interesting. So I think that now it has some other things here. Unusual minions or lieutenants. Let's just take a roll on that one. I only use this one sparingly because it does get some weird stuff in there, but let's see what it says this time. 53. So a powerful warrior, barbaric, is an ally. Okay, so powerful warrior, barbaric. And then it says unusual characteristic of this big barbarian. I got an 88. Some bug got squished in my stuff in the book. He's very honorable by some particular code, possibly a very warped sense of honor, which seems weird, yeah, with this, but we'll see. We'll write it down. I'm just going to put weird sense of honor. And then service 35, a grateful retainer. So apparently this guy was saved by this barbarian, powerful warrior. And so grateful retainer. Just shut it down. Okay. Saved. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Wind's just kicking up right now. Everything's kind of blowing around. So I put it, so it's going to be in a temple. I kind of rolled on a different table for that. What I'm thinking about doing is we'll have Farmington getting flooded. And so that will be the investigation. That's like the first layer of discovery, like just kind of getting the information that Farmington's been flooded and this diplomat wants you to go take a look at it. I haven't figured out what treasure or reward will be given, but we'll work on that later. But say that, so they go to Farmington. Farmington is water. Let me double check here. I'm going to roll a d20 and we'll see how bad the flood is. The higher the number, the more horrific it was. 12. So kind of in the middle. We'll say that they lost property. Lost crops. Housing. But no one was killed. Except some livestock. So basically, you got this small village of folks that have just been devastated. While no one died, they got out in time, but they weren't able to save much of anything except some of the stuff that they were able to carry. And then, so when the adventurers go there, what are they going to discover? They're going to discover this. How are we going to tie in this person doing that? Why is he doing this? What is this weird little temple here? So let's work that in there. So let's just say that there was to to reveal this temple, which was on a ledge or something like near, I don't know, that might be too on the nose. But we'll just for right now, what we'll do is we'll say this temple was covered in debris. And the him revealing the temple dammed up the creek, which caused this area to flood. I know I'm making a stretch here, but we're going to make it work right now until we get the finer details and everything. And then we also have to find out what was going, you know, what is going on in this village of Farmington that this diplomat's parents kind of involved. And I'm just inclined to do like let's just say they have a tobacco fields, and the parent is a tobacco dealer. And it's as simple as that. It's one of the fields that, or one of the places where they buy their stuff from. All right. Makes sense there. And then once we get into this, the reasoning why he uncovered this temple is this powerful warrior has a, let's just say he has maybe like a paladin complex, for a better word, or, you know, he wants to be a champion of this god. So he's going to rebuild this temple. So it doesn't really matter that the village was basically submerged under some water, as long as he is able to rebuild this temple, because that's the more important thing to him. So that kind of works in that sense of honor. And then this guy was trying to help it, this warrior too, because he saved him and everything. All right. Now, okay. I recently was watching this one show, and there's this interesting thing that I want to work into a camp or into an adventure. And it's these old, I can't remember what they're called, like hate nail gods or nail hate gods. And what it is like the statue, and people would pound nails into the statue to have someone die or suffer, you know, to curse them, almost like a giant voodoo doll. But in a way, it's just kind of generic, because you can use it for anyone. And so people would go to this statue or to this place where the statue was, and they would pound nails into it to have something bad happen. So I just, you know, that's kind of so gameable there to kind of work into, you know, something very interesting to add into an adventure or a setting. So might try to do that with that. I'm going to put nail hate god on here. But why would they be build a temple to it? So what we're going to do is we're going to say that there's a duality to this hate god, that there is a different side of him, whether it is a compassion or a friendship or you know, some sort of, you know, positive god. So we're going to call it, let me see, what should I do with this one? I'm going to just go with, you know, like the god of, why would this warrior want to do this? I'm going to say of compassion, because this warrior kind of has a warped sense of honor and his compassion. He doesn't mind stepping on a few necks as long as he gets what he wants. and everything. So we've got the two different aspects of it. So that makes it kind of interesting then. So we have the duality of it. So maybe on the surface and everything, people are going there to, in the daytime, they're going there to worship this god of compassion or goddess of compassion. And then at nighttime, in the underground, we have the hate god, and we have the nail statue where people are pounding in nails and whatnot. So that gives it a little bit of an interesting setting to this temple and everything. Now, what's going to populate it? That's kind of tricky, because really all we have in this aspect, or in the aspect of this adventure, is you have the guy who cleared out the temple, who inadvertently flooded the Farmington. And he did it because he wanted to do it for this big bad warrior guy who wants to get in good with his god and become its champion. So maybe we have some old, because you've got that hate god down there. Maybe being down there all by himself for a long time created these things. Maybe these nails, I'm gonna put old nail creatures start coming alive or something like that. These manifestations of hate. Ooh, I like that. Manifestations of hate come out. Now, I'm not sure how that's gonna parlay, but it's not gonna be undead or anything like this. It's just gonna be some sort of supernatural type thing, but without you know the gooey bits. So yeah, the old nail creatures, manifestations of hate, are guarding this lower level. So that, I think that's kick ass actually. So yeah, so then I'll have to make a map for the lower level, which is simple enough, because I would make like a very simple, because the top of it is going to just be a platform temple, like I said, with an altar in the middle of four pillars. One of the pillars will rotate, give access to the down below, which is where the hate nail god is, nail hate god, and we'll just do a few rooms in there, and that'll be it. But I think that'll be an interesting little adventure. Have to work up some NPCs, but the thing is for this adventure, we may not need to have the big bad warrior figured out in the beginning. I'm definitely going to work out the guy who cleared the area, because he's definitely going to be relevant to the adventure, because he's the one who caused the flooding. And I think needs to be there to have the adventure some sort of accountability or answerability or whatever you want to call it. It gives the adventure some sort of closure to the adventure, or at least like a minor closure, because the temple is still there, and you know, and then you'll have this kind of big warrior that maybe this other guy will mention, and that could tail into a longer adventure series, which is what I always try to do. I always try to give the party opportunities to continue on and expand their stuff. So yeah, I think that, you know what, I kind of like this. I think I'm going to see what I can do with this, guys. So, all right, that's it for me. Thanks for listening, guys. Much appreciated. Yeah, it's nice out today. It's Sunday. And it's good to do these kind of things on Sunday on a nice sunny day. Get some fresh air. I've been coughing too much inside. Need to cough outside more. So, all right, guys. Well, take care. Roll better than me, and we'll talk soon.